With that, we'll move on to item six, miscellaneous. 6A is staff reports. Gail, do you or any of your staff have any report outs?
Yes, just me. I did want to report to the board that the June 1st retiree payroll run is on time, as has it been, as it's happened in the last few months. Also, I wanted to mention that Cicera is open on a limited basis on our phones from 9 to 2 Monday through Friday with a half hour lunch, 12 to 12:30. So previously we had members who would call in and leave voicemails, and then we would return the voicemails. Now they can actually dial in and get a live person to answer their questions and to request additional information. So yeah, we're continuing to transition during this transitory time. So I just wanted to report those items to the board. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Gail.
Todd, I have a quick question for Gail. Well, certainly. In the comment report, this is John again. Mm-hmm. Gail, what have you and senior advisors have been thinking about as far as commencing in-person meetings and what we will have to meet to do that? What really triggered the thought was it looks like hair salons are pretty close to getting back into business.
Come to Costa, so don't make any appointments yet. It's not there yet, I assure you.
Oh, okay. But anyway, your update, Gail.
Yeah, so you know, we're really following Contra Costa County's health services guidance around these matters, and also looking to the state, you know, for certain things such as the Brown Act restriction, you know, easing that's occurred, and some other matters to the state. But really, on those health matters, we're really looking to the county to provide further direction. And so right now we don't have, you know, tomorrow we're not opening the office back up to everyone and one-on-one appointments and all of that. But, you know, we are hoping to transition to that, to having one-on-one meetings in the future. We're not at that point yet. You know, we haven't received information that makes us comfortable, nor can we really proceed with that at this time. You know, we're trying to take a look and see how we can best serve our members during this time. And we are looking at adding some additional items to our website to provide some additional info to our members, including having our retirement overview session as a video with a slide deck, you know, where we're running us through the slide deck and discussing certain points. And also, you know, we're doing phone consultations with them. But I think just in the current situation, you know, especially with a number of our members being in certain categories that are more impacted by this virus, you know, we're going to really proceed cautiously when it relates to opening up back the office. You know, we want to keep a safe, healthy environment for our employees as well as our members and beneficiaries and the board as well. So. Yeah, I don't have any plans for Cicera right now to start doing one-on-one physical in-person appointments. It's really going to come based on direction from the county. And once we receive additional direction or guidance, you know, we'll kind of figure out what's going to make the best sense for Cicera. Yeah, that's a good question, though. Thanks, John.
So, yeah, Todd, this is Scott. I have a follow up for Gail. The office building that I'm actually not housed in it. I haven't gone back yet, but it's been reopened. So there are all kinds of procedures and placarding and signage and elevator etiquette and so forth that have been fashioned. We've been through that exercise in the sense of trying to kind of roughly outline what the game plan looks like in what role, I'm assuming there's a prominent role for the building, you know, to play in that in terms of trying to have a coordinated, holistic approach to how the building reopens generally, to increase public traffic. Any thoughts along those lines about things we can do?
Yes, actually, there has been a number of communications with the building on what they're doing and what they're anticipating doing once things are eased. And, you know, currently, it appears that they're abiding by the guidance that's been received as far as ensuring that folks have masks before they enter. You know, there's a number of different things that they've put in place. We've also been talking with them about, you know, the HVAC system and circulation and such. But yeah, as we move forward, as we look at what we're going to do in our Cicera office, obviously the office is in, you know, a much bigger building. And so we've been having some communications with the building, and we'll continue to do that as things are eased and things start to open up more.
And if I could just add to, the state is coming up and they have on their website guidelines for businesses opening up in phase two and now for businesses opening up in phase three. The county does not intend to create different guidelines. We're on a different timeline simply because we have more cases than a lot of counties within the state. But I think as you start making plans to reopen, Gail, even within Cicera, if you go to the state's website and look at their guidelines that they're creating for to have a safe and successful business, that can really help shape your plan.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks, Candace.
Anyone else have anything for Gail? Not seeing any mics light up, so we'll move on. I don't believe we have outside professionals on the line still, so item 6C, trustee comments. Any trustees have a comment? Again, not seeing any mics light up, so I'm gonna say there are no trustee comments.